You're listening to KRCU. I'm Jason Brown. Heroes, Villains, Monsters is a showcase of comic book and fantasy art on display at the Crist Museum at Southeast River Campus. Therese Nielsen is among the artists who are featured in this exhibition, and she was present for the launch event in November. Nielsen is perhaps best known for her artwork in the collectible card game Magic the Gathering. Her figures have a striking beauty to them and are powerful by way of their physicality or perhaps with a cunning look. I got the chance to speak with Nielsen, and our conversation begins with an early moment in the game's history. I wanted to ask you first about one of the most iconic cards in Magic the Gathering. It's Force of Will. And Therese, am I correct? Is that the first illustration that you provided for Magic?
That is the very first one I painted, yes.
Well, let's talk about that first iteration of Force of Will, because it's actually been reprinted recently with updated artwork that you did as well. But I want to talk about that first illustration. And to describe it, could you describe the image on that first Force of Will? I feel like that perhaps you could do it better than I could.
When I was first assigned that, the art director was a woman that was the art director at that time. And she said, I think this will be a pretty good card. And she said, it was in the days when there really wasn't a whole lot of art direction. So it was going to be a spell, and it was going to be red magic, and they just said, make some kind of bad, cool-looking red magic shaman, and that was really it. The rest of it was just do whatever you want. So subsequently later, and I don't know the ins and outs of how it happened, but they turned it into a blue card. So many people are always like, why is it so red when it's a blue card? And I'm like, well, that's what they asked me to do. So.
Did it occur to you that the Force of Will would be such a potent competitive card and therefore, you know, sought after not only because people like the artwork, but it was an important card for people to compete with. Did you have any idea that it would be such an important card in that respect?
I had no idea whatsoever. And frankly, the game was still so new at that time. It was like just another job. You know, it wasn't like this is going to be one of the most significant cards in your life. It was just an illustration to do. So I just didn't know. And it's still amazing. And then 20 years later, I get to reinterpret it. And
yeah,
I was
talk
so
about that.
Honored to be asked to do it again. And it was super cool that, of course, there's far more art direction now, which is fine with me. I like it as a springboard to know what they feel is going to be best for the card. But they specifically wanted a black woman, which I thought was super cool. And
we should point out that the first Force of Will, it is a big muscular male, right?
Yeah, right.
So this is a change from the original.
Exactly. So, and then this time, of course, it had to incorporate blue magic, but still had some of the red coming in from the side areas to kind of keep it in the original vein or feel.
So I'm curious, do you play the game?
I've played it three times. I've tried to play. So I will just say I've tried to learn three times, and I can't say that I really play. I'm thinking about learning to actually play. I'm told I can make an actual Therese Nielsen deck now. So I think that would be a fun way to start, just use all of my own cards. And since I moved recently from L.A. to Reno area, there's some shops there that I think it'd be really fun to just go in and learn in my local community. So
I wanted to ask you about different ways that people are enjoying the game, and this seems to be bringing in a lot of different people into the fandom. And I'm thinking about people who don't necessarily play the game competitively or aren't trying to, you know, win at every turn, but they enjoy the artwork. Mm-hmm. They enjoy the storylines of the characters, and maybe people are expressing their fandom through things like cosplay and mm-hmm. things like that. And I'm wondering, do you see that when you go to conventions and things like that?
I do. The cosplay aspect has been especially fun. I think it's just sort of ignited in the past 5 years.
Sure,
maybe.
Seems to.
Yeah. And that is, I just think the visual aspect of that makes the event so much more fun. It's always an honor when I see another artist in the cosplay medium that's created a character that I've designed and painted in 2D form and then see it literally come to life.
I'm just curious, do you have a favorite Magic card?
I know, I always have people. I've done about like 225 cards or something. For me to like narrow it down to one is really difficult. And a lot of them have little elements that, oh, that was my daughter or my wife or my whatever. You know, there's a lot in there that are fun for different reasons. But there are some that I actually have in my house. So Bassandra is one of my favorites. And so,
why for that one? Does that have a personal attachment for you, like you mentioned, or is it something else?
It is a person that I know, though I've never met her personally. But I love women that are powerful, but still have a soft element about them. And a lot of women that have seen that piece have also been really touched by it. They like to hang it on their wall to feel empowered, like they can go take on the day. And it's an angel, and I love painting angels. And she's powerful. I love powerful figures, some muscular figures. And so it's a cool piece.
So you mentioned that you've painted art based upon the likeness of your wife and your daughter. Surely they must take this as an honor. What is the response to this and to the final product?
Well, my wife's been my model for like 20 years now.
Oh, so in a lot of cards,
so
I guess.
Just kind of rolls her eyes and goes, oh, yeah, this again. But now we have four children together, and they're all in their 20s now. And so three girls, one boy, and they've all had their turns at being my models for various projects. The kids still think it's pretty cool. They look at them and go, oh, hey, that's me. In a glorified form or something. So they think it's pretty fun.
Very cool. Well, I wanted to ask you about what brought you here to Cape Girardeau, and it's the exhibit that's on display at Southeast River Campus. It's called Heroes, Villains, and Monsters. What pieces of your work are going to be on display here?
It's somewhat of a retrospective for me that goes back to the beginning of my career when I was more involved in comics and superheroes. So I selected some pieces that sort of spanned my career from Xena work to Star Wars work to Magic work, and then also a large personal piece that is also in there. So 10 different pieces pulled from collectors that own most of my work now. So
wow.
Yeah.
Would you talk about, there's a piece called Reclamation. Mm-hmm. Is this a new one?
Yeah, that's one of my personal.
Is this a chance to see it for the first time, talk about that.
Started it 3 years ago, and for my entire career, I've wanted to work on personal pieces, but clients' deadlines always come first before mine. So things like that always get put on the back burner. But this is a personal piece that I really like integrating. I love animals and the energy and power and uniqueness that animals have. And I like kind of the Native American idea and philosophy of finding power and the power in the totem, animal totems, and what they symbolize, and when you meditate on them, what you, that energy that you can bring into yourself. So that one of the ones that is my personal, I consider my power animal, is a panther. And so this is a piece that incorporates panther energy and opening of the chakras and different kinds of things like that interest me, sacred geometry and metaphysical sorts of things. So you can see subtleties of that in my magic pieces, a lot of diagrammatical kinds of elements. So this is just all me, what I get to do.
Well, Therese Nielsen, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. It's such an honor. I'm a big NPR fan, so I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Heroes, Villains, Monsters is on display at the Chris Museum at Southeast River Campus through January 29th. It's a comic art exhibition that features Therese Nielsen's work, as well as that of three other fantasy and comic book artists. To hear this interview again, visit krcu.org.